Hey, nerd. Trick or treat. I hope you don't mind if I let myself in. Oh, really? Sorry, I guess I better just go out and knock, right? Actually, while I'm here, let me make sure to turn off the front door light so there's no stupid kids that are coming in to interrupt us. You remember last year, don't you? Now, all your candy is mine. Yes, dude, I swear I need some candy. I'm gonna be so deprived. Probably candy hangover. I really need it. And you always buy the best. Now, come on, scoot over. I gotta take a look at what you got. Nice. It seems like you really splurged this year, huh? You got some big ones, some small ones, but these big ones as big as your head. I really like those. So, who do you think would win? One giant king-size candy bar? Or what if there's an army of 100 tiny, fun-sized candy bars? What do you mean it's stupid? I'm asking you a very serious question, okay? These are very thought-provoking questions. Well, actually, I guess it's a trick question, isn't it? They're all gonna get eaten either way, by you and by me. Okay. So, I'm here for a few reasons, you know? One, to chow down on all your candy, and two, to watch a movie. So, what are we watching, huh? Oh God, no, why would you mention that? We are not watching The Human Centipede. You know, last time we watched it, I thought I was gonna just throw up everywhere. It's not even scary, it's just gross. And I came here to eat, okay? Oh, Cabin in the Woods? I've heard it's really, really good. But I'm also kind of afraid that it's something I've seen before. You know, when scary movies are all the same, they always use the same tricks and tropes. I don't really want that to happen. No, actually, you know what? I don't think we've ever watched The Exorcist, have we? I know it's a little old school, but it could be a lot of fun, couldn't it? What's the matter, nerd? Are you too chicken? Come on. Do you want to watch The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown? Would that be better for you? I think you're just thinking way too hard about this. I mean, at this rate, we're gonna be trying to pick a movie all night long. Maybe I should just start eating all your candy now. Why are you like this? So indecisive. Okay, how about this? We can flip a coin, and if it's heads, we can watch The Exorcist. And if it's tails, I guess we watch whatever you want. No, not The Human Centipede. Dude, I swear. That is literally the most disgusting movie ever. Oh, what just happened? Yes, I know the power just went out, but why? I hate when this happens. I mean, it's not even raining or anything. Is there some scheduled outage or something? Usually there's a blackout if it's raining or something, or thundering, or maybe a tornado. I don't know, but something like this, there has to be something happening, right? Maybe it's just your house. Maybe you live in a busted, beat up house. Maybe you have rats chewing through your wires. I'm joking, okay? You don't have to look so offended. I know your house is fine. I mean, I literally came over. But, hey, where are you going? To check the breaker? What? Why? In the dark? No, I don't want to go with you. That's not what I was saying. I mean, your basement's probably disgusting, and I mean, I've seen your room, you know? Wait, hang on, okay? Look, I don't want to go with you, but I don't want you to go either. I just don't want you to get hurt, okay? And I mean, it's dark, and you know, you're not supposed to go down the stairs when it's dark. If you slip and fall and hit your head or something, you could die, and it's gonna be too dark for me to help you, you know? Yeah. Listen, I'm not scared, okay? I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm just worried, okay? I'm worried about your safety. I'm really worried about your safety. And this is how you treat me? This is what you say to me? You call me a scaredy cat? God, you're such a jerk. You know what? Fine. Go on your little quest to check the fuse breaker and just abandon your guest, why don't you? And you know, if the lights come on and you're not here, I'm just gonna eat all your candy. And I'll start the movie without you too. Or, I mean, you could stay here and we could eat the candy together. Doesn't that sound nice? You know, like, so we don't leave each other alone in the dark. Wow. So you've decided to be nice, haven't you? Was my pleading enough to convince you to not ditch me? No, I'm not acting weird. You're acting weird. Why would you even say that? I'm always like this. Here, do I need to punch you? Is that enough proof for you? Look, just... can you quit getting on to me about this? I'm doing my best, okay? No, I'm not mad. And I'm not scared either. No. What is it with you? Why are you just asking me all the time if I'm scared? Yes, I know you were gonna watch horror movies, but I mean, even if they're scary, it's just a movie, you know? It's on a screen. It's not real. If there's a monster running at this TV or, I don't know, a scary face, it's not real. God, why is your power not back yet? Sorry, I know you're trying to help. And I'm usually the type to be honest and just say things the way they are, but I'm just kind of freaked out right now. I'm sorry. I guess. No, it's nothing. Okay. Yeah. Okay, can I tell you something? Like, actually tell you something. Well, thanks. I know it's probably very, very obvious by now, but yeah, I'm pretty afraid of the dark. It's like a phobia or something. And I know it's not rational at all. It just makes me feel like a big, stupid idiot. I don't even know what I'm afraid of. Like, I know there's nothing in the dark that's gonna come after me, but it's scary. And I hate it. And I know it's not my fault or whatever, and other people are just gonna look at me and think I'm just a big baby. They're gonna treat me like a child and just tell me to grow up. And you know, at that point, it might as well just be my fault. So it's just a really dumb thing. And I didn't expect you to hug me like that. Can we stay like this? Just for a little bit, if that's okay with you. I mean, yeah. So, thanks for being so nice to me. And thanks for not laughing at me. I mean, I didn't think you would laugh at me, but I don't exactly tell a lot of people about this. And I'm sure that anyone else would be, you know, laughing, saying how dumb, stupid, what a loser I am. What kind of loser is scared of the dark, huh? And I have a reputation to maintain, you know? I mean, I'm the one who got suspended for giving a kid a black eye in the first week of school, remember? Point is, I just thanks for having my back. I know I'm not the only person in the world that's such a big baby like this. It just sucks. I feel like I can't do anything about it, and I wish I could. I wish I could just fight it or ignore it or something. You know, I still feel kind of scared, but I feel a little better like this in your arms, hugging you, and it makes me feel good. It makes things feel okay. You know, maybe we should do it more often. You know what I mean? Just comforting each other. Dude, come on. Nobody's gonna make fun of me for hugging you. I know I talked about my reputation, but it's not that serious, okay? If anyone says anything, I'll punch him in the face. I'll just shut up and don't let go. Okay? It really helps. And it makes everything feel okay. You know, as long as I've known you, I don't think I've ever been this close to you. We've never been, you know, touching like this. I actually kind of like it. I never really knew you were so warm. Usually, I guess I'm pretty tough around you, aren't I? Not very affectionate, but I wouldn't mind getting closer to you. Especially if you're gonna take care of me like that. You wanna take care of me? Is that something you'd like? You know, usually the guys who like a tomboy like me, they're the ones that want the girl to take care of them. And I will take care of you if you want, but when it's dark like this, I might need your help to find my way around. Do you know your way around me? If you don't, I can show you. If you give me your hand, I can guide it down just like that and rest it on my chest. And you know, if you squeeze down, it feels really good. Just like that. And I know boys like you like to play with them. It feels good for me too. You're so cute. I was so scared. Honestly, the fear is going away. As long as you keep my mind busy. Just like that. You wanna make up? I know we've never done anything like you know, I can see the way you look at me, right? Hey, be gentle. Please. Be a good boy and be gentle with my chest. And I'll make out with you. I'll make you happy. Get you all excited. Come here, good boy. Yeah. Have you ever kissed a girl before? So you did a pretty good job, you know that? And the seems like you're pretty excited, aren't you? Yeah? I mean, getting to squeeze your girl's tits and make out with her will do that, won't it? So what do you want? You want me to jack you off? I would let you fuck me, but maybe not in the dark. I want to see you. But it's not hard for me to find my way around your body. So let me slip my hand down your pants. Just like this, baby. Are you really blushing like that? You're so cute. You feel me? Seems like somebody's happy to see me. Somebody's really happy to see me. Somebody really wants me to make him come. You want me to make you come? Yeah? Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Does that feel good? Well, you wanna make out some more too? You don't need to come too quick, you know? You're gonna get way too excited. But come here. Maybe it won't hurt to get you to come quick. Because I don't want to get caught by any trick-or-treater. Now come on, good boy. Come for me. Is a good boy. It's you. You did such a good job. Such a good boy. Now you know you can't tell anybody about this, right? It's a secret between me and you. And if you like, we can do it again.